The church bells rang out near the Joe Chilura Courthouse Square in downtown Tampa. The sun was shining, and at noon, Pat Frank, the Hillsborough clerk of the circuit court, took the podium in front of 20 or 30 same-sex couples, plus a throng of reporters and well-wishers.
Are we ready? After how many years? 39. 43. 23. Well, you've waited a long enough time, and that's why I waived the three-day waiting period this week.
Normally, it takes 3 days after you apply before you can receive a marriage license. Frank explained to the crowd that she was not a judge, but she wore the robes of her late husband, Richard Frank.
He was a person who fought for justice all of his life. We were married for 61 years. So I'm wearing this in honor of him.
She asked the group to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Because the judicial system does its job right. And we want to honor equality and justice.
Then perform the ceremony.
With this ring, I thee wed in love and truth, and with all my worldly goods I thee endow.
A federal judge recently overturned Florida's ban on same-sex marriage. While the state appealed the ruling, he had stayed his decision. But that stay ended at midnight, Monday night. Some clerks began issuing licenses in the middle of the night. Others, like Frank, waited until the office opened at 8 a.m.
By virtue of the authority vested in me, under the laws of the state of Florida, I now pronounce you joined in matrimony.
Nick Holt and Rod Dusky got their marriage license earlier in the day and then waited to be married at the ceremony in the park. Dusky said it was a wonderful event.
I never thought I'd live to see it in all my 80 years.
They've been together for 39 years.
Why get married?
Because we want to be able to watch out for each other.
You wouldn't believe the horror stories that some gays could tell you about having their lover at the hospital and not being able to do a damn thing about it when it comes to decision-making. And funerals, believe it or not. I could give you two cases where the family stepped in and barred the other one from even coming in the funeral home and hired a policeman to make sure.
Glenn and Alberto Molina Coates have dressed for the occasion in matching checked shirts, black vests, and bright blue ties. Alberto wears a gold watch.
We thought it was a momentous occasion, and we should honor it by wearing something.
My grandfather's wedding watch that my father lent to me for today's occasion.
So your family's behind it?
Absolutely. With our family and friends, we've always been spouses and husbands. It's just now a legal recognizing of it.
Glenn Molina Coates says he's seen Tampa change over the years.
Today is so wonderful to actually be in the city that I was born and be an equal citizen and not feel like a second-class citizen.
Robin Sussingham, WUSF 89.7 News.